Ya yo me voy para el otro lado muy pronto. Esta enfermedad es así. Yo sé que voy para la Tonga. Pero sí pienso, pero de todas maneras aquí todo el mundo se va a morir. ¿No? De una forma, a mí lo que no me gusta es ponerme flaco y ridículo. Verme así espantosamente. ¡Ay, qué horror! Yo me arrepentí de seguir ese tipo de vida que viví. Pero las recuerdo como algo que disfruté también. Y ahora lo que me da es sentimiento recordar esas cosas. Entonces a veces recuerdo como algo que pasó, pero algo lindo porque verdaderamente debió truly I've enjoyed. Porque that's what I've been like to be a woman before. If yes, I have a choice. Even can change my life right now. You know, I have my wife and everything. I got the choice, I choose to be a woman.
He was apologizing. He was, while he was cutting my throat, mind you.
Yeah.
You know, cutting me. It was this, as if it was a date. He asked me when he was done, do you want me to leave? Ugh. I mean, that's just so twisted and deranged. Sick, just very sick. Tucked me in to my bed like you're tucking a baby. Scary guy, very scary.
Panic emergency.
My mommy and daddy are having a fight. Stop it! Mommy! Stop it, don't take the baby!
He's your father?
He's my stepfather.
Does he have any weapons?
No, but he's hurting mommy. And I don't want him to do nothing strange with the baby, because if they drop, he's a newborn baby. He's very delicate. Could you just send the police?
Yeah, they're on the way, but I'm going to keep you on the line until they get there, okay? Is your front door open?
Oh, no.
Can you go unlock it and come back to the phone so the officers can get in?
Just wait, please.
Okay.
He just knocked my sister out.
What sister that he knocked out?
My little sister.
The four-year-old. What do you mean he knocked her off?
He pushed her down on the floor.
Hello?
If he goes to an institution as opposed to doing jail time, he can walk and then nobody's children will be safe. My son, that's the victim. He's the one buried in a cemetery. He's the victim. And his brother, who no longer has a brother, and his sisters, who no longer have an older brother, this one won't even remember him.
It'd be nice to see her grow up. And there was lots of things that I was looking forward to, just as she got older, you know, going shopping for clothes as she got into her teens, and which was still a long way off, but I'd hoped that she would be a friend to me, you know, not just always treat me as her mum. I felt that we'd probably be close enough that we would be able to do lots of things together. Even though she was only five, you do start to think and wonder, you know, what she'll turn out like. Will she still stay pretty? I mean, she was a beautiful wee girl, and will she grow into a beautiful young woman and a beautiful adult? And will she meet someone? Will she have nice boyfriends? And, you know, one day we'll maybe have a wedding, and, you know, there's all these things that we'll hopefully share with Alison, but there should have been somebody else before that, you know, that we should have experienced all these things with. From the minute Alison was born, I looked at her and I thought she's just Joanna's double. It was just like having the same baby all over again.
For each of you must remember Christopher not as a tragedy, but as a 10-and-a-half-year blessing. He gave freely of himself and put his heart and soul into everyone and everything he touched. God loaned me 10-and-a-half years of twinkling blue eyes, dimples, and joy. It is time now to lift up our Chris and ask God to use this child as our special angel.
I never noticed anything bad about him. He never did anything wrong. He was a good teacher, and he was really nice.
He would come and he would put his hand on my bottom while he talked to me, and he would slowly rub it around.
Not getting through this. The people that I've talked to,
They say you'll never get through it, and you'll never, I'll never get through this. But I know one thing, I'm going to do what I can to stop it from happening. I don't want it to happen to anybody else, because there's just, there's no common sense in the system we have now. We need common sense as our system. What is worse of a crime than this? There is no more of a heinous crime than to prey on innocent victims of children. Children. I haven't even had the opportunity to live their life. What's making me so angry about it is, I'm not the only one this has happened to. This is something that is continuing to happen. And it just can't happen. I mean, it's got to stop. These people, when they get put in prison, need to stay there. If our children aren't safe in a community like this right here, this community, I feel safe in it. If our children aren't safe in this community, where in God's earth are they going to be safe?
He was just one of the greatest kids there was. And I could just never meet anybody nicer. And that is just why him.
Chris doesn't deserve this. He was the perfect kid. Nobody deserves it. Nobody's kids deserve it. No one in the world deserves anything like this. It's just hard. It's pain.
Do you know why your mommy's here today?
No.
She didn't talk to you about it?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She's going to be on TV.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why she's going to be on TV?
No.
How come?
Because somebody molested us.
What does that mean, somebody molested you?
I know what it means.
What, sweetie?
People's touch on the private part.
Yeah, and that's not okay, huh?
No. Mm-hmm.
You told me he went to jail, right? Mm-hmm. Does that make it better for you that he went to jail?
Yeah. But it's not going to be better when he gets out.
Do you know when he's getting out?
Yeah, at Christmas. At Christmas.
How do you feel about that?
So mad. I feel mad.
Mad. How about you?
Mad. I hate talking about this.
All I could think of is that she must have been screaming, you know, for her life, and he cut her throat. And he was the last person to see her. Oh, she fought so hard. She fought so hard, and I've had to be strong. And I've had to be strong these last 2 years because I had to finish her fight.
The chief detective came with a shoe for me to identify, which I knew right away it was Jones. And I was just stunned. I didn't cry, I just sat there feeling very sick. It was devastating, but it was the end of the waiting. At least I knew, you know, I wouldn't have to wait anymore. But it wasn't a nice end. It was a terrible end.
I suppose in one way it was a relief. But to bury a brother at that age, it was terrible. I remember the policeman coming. Everybody was just stunned. And nobody knows the full truth on what happened that day. He went missing. How long they kept him in the house before they did murder him. Nobody knows. They could have had him a week or a matter of hours. And nobody knows what they subjected him to.
Your imagination does run away with you. I know how he was found. Not in a grave, in a hole, head first, with his feet 9 inches from the top and his head 30. And I'll never forget that.
I was in hospital and I remember my husband saying that Pauline had been found. I remember them, I had two nurses brought me home to the funeral. I remember everything about the funeral, everything. I remember following the coffin and she was the flowers, and I remember people putting flowers on, throwing flowers down, and I remember putting the dust on Pauline and putting a flower on.
I really don't think they could handle living right next door because of the fact all the time they've been looking, Shelby was next door.
Well,
Monica, sit here and start.
Yeah, why don't you
take
just
it all off and then get over there or something.
You say you have bruises somewhere. Where, I mean, are they?
They're just on my legs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. I mean, it's not
see,
like.
See, don't get this either right here. This.
No.
This name.
Who's Chad?
My ex.
You don't want to be associated with him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want his thing. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
Are you feeling me already?
Yeah.
You are?
Anyway, she's got a beautiful daughter, and she's going to see her tomorrow. But for right now, she needs a little cash.
Okay, here we go.
So,
nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching.
Yeah, I try to stay healthy.
Well, you stay on the streets, but I mean, you walk a lot, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I try. Well, besides, you know, out there, like on my free time, I'll sit there and just work out and stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Do abdominal work and
do the whole cha-cha.
Really? Well, I guess athletic myself.
A lot of girls are just 24/7 out there on the street. I try to, you know, give time for myself.
Okay.
See, my stomach's fat.
No, it's not. But it's not really fat. It's
got this layer of. See, I've had 5 operations on my stomach, Dave.
Yeah.
Can you see all my scars? That scar's here. Scar here. Hernia, appendicitis, 2 tubal pregnancies, and a laparoscopy.
All in one shot.
All through my life. Okay. So all these muscles have been tore out and ripped up.
All right, why don't we, you look like you could be a dancer almost.
No, I haven't.
Not quite, huh?
Yeah, I haven't done. I'm drug-free right now, you know, no heroin, no coke, no nothing. Just rock.
Okay. Now, all the talking and all that.
All right. You don't look to be coming with a needle in your mouth there.
I'm sorry, Dave.
How can you still have some really nice tits for somebody that does this kind of stuff that you do?
What do you mean, drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't let nobody touch my tits. You know, when people manhandle your tits too much, guys especially, your tits get all.
Well, what's the deal with Pauline?
Her tits are bigger than mine. Mine just stay the same. They don't, because I'm just normal titted, I guess. Wow.
But hers are kind of like deflated a little bit.
Women deflated.
Like you eat a balloon and you go psss.
Because of drugs.
Right.
When she gets fat, her tits get big.
Well, they get voluptuous?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll get her back off that stuff so I can fondle those melons.
Yeah, when she gets out of jail, her tits get real good.
He has damaged something and he had no right. You know, he took the innocence away from, he didn't have that right.
I just want to make sure everyone knows that I am safe, I was secure, and that I am a perfect, almost 12-year-old girl, and I hang out with my friends, I don't have nightmares. I have had a close friend that was abused, and that is another reason why I chose that part, because I wanted to bring something out of the closet. I wanted to bring it out of the darkness and shine it so bright.
Yeah, somebody just came in my house and raped my daughter.
Do you know who it is?
No, she said he looked Mexican. He ran out the window.
Do you know who it is?
Please help me.
It's a Hispanic male?
What?
Ma'am, calm down. It's a Hispanic male.
She said he was Hispanic.
How old is your daughter?
He's 11 years old.
Signal 37 to an 11-year-old just occurred.
Please, God,
ma'am,
help me.
Please calm down. Does she need medical attention?
Probably so, please.
How old is this male? Ask her.
What?
705. How old is the guy?
She looks like a teenager.
Seven to rape to 11-year-old.
He was in your room.
We're on the way. Ma'am? Ma'am?
They got him with a knife.
The girls did testify. They had my youngest daughter, which is 6 years old, on the stand for 3.5 hours. Mm. She had to explain in front of a jury of 12 and everyone in the courtroom in detail what happened to her, what he done to her. She had to relive the whole process all over again. It was like driving into a little heaven.
What did you do?
I almost died. My daughter was there with us, and she asked if she could go over and put a flower over there.
On the shrine?
And we placed some flowers on the shrine, and we said a prayer. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
She had been beaten up. Her whole lip was split here, and she had bruises all over her face. And when she came walking down the hall, we hardly recognized her. She'd lost about 20 pounds, and she had cigarette burns across her forehead.
Well, she would run into the outreach center and get condoms and grab a handful of food and run out and pick up a trick, an adult male. They drive around every day. And she would get her money and she would go buy crack and smoke it, and then it would start over.
That makes it more interesting.
Why don't you want to see her?
Because you guys show our faces on camera.
Because he would take us to church every Sunday, and he would say, well, it's our little secret. Don't tell anybody. You know, this isn't bad. This is the way I'm supposed to touch you. And, you know, it was our secret. So that's what I thought. And I felt, you know, I felt ashamed. And I felt that if I told anybody, I would be violating his trust. I was sleeping in a theater where all the homeless people sleep, and I get raped. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I felt a hand on my shoulder. And I got hit in the head with a pipe or something. And I woke up back at the same place, and I was all messed up. And after that, I went to a friend's house and cleaned up, and I tried to get myself into another shelter.
It was my worst nightmare. I don't ever want anybody ever have to go through something like that. I wouldn't believe it. I just said no.
She wouldn't.
It's not true. If you found a child, it's not mine, because my child is out there and he is alive and he's going to come home. And they said, no, he's not. He is home, but he's not alive.
They had the bag open, the body bag open, and there's this boy. Didn't look like Jerry. Didn't have a nose bridge because it was all swollen, both eyes. I said goodbye. I told him how much I loved him. And one of the second hardest things to do is you can't touch him, you know. You can't hold his little hands. They're like this.
How did Jerry die?
Tortured. Beaten to death and tortured. Actual cause of death was a brown paper bag was shoved down his throat and left there.
I didn't feel no pain out there because I was drugging. And before any pain come to me, I'll just drug, you know, get high, drinking, shooting, smoking. I'll be with 5 or 6 men at one time, and I hate men. But she was over there one day when he was having sex with me, and he said I wasn't doing it right, because this time he just took my whole little body and just lifted it up like that, you know, and he was on his knees, and that was really killing me. And I just say, I ain't taking no more. I don't want no more. You really hurting me. So he said, come on. I said, I don't want to do it no more. It really hurts. So he left and got my mother. She was in the room with his kids. She came in there. And he said, no, I told her, I said, Mom, he really hurt me. I can't take no more. She said, you go and you do this. Do this before we can hurry up and go. Come on, hurry up. I said, Mom, it hurt, and I was crying. And she said, well, I'll talk to him. He ain't gonna do it so hard. Just go ahead and do this before we can go. It was like a thing is a mother is telling her daughter.
It's just people shouldn't like go around touching people. It's just not right.
Being a gymnastic coach, you have to do that to make sure they're safe. And since you've never taken gymnastics before, you wouldn't know what it's like to be spotted.
He'd hug people even when he wasn't doing gymnastics.
How many people? Do you see it like once and you're blowing it out of proportion?
Yeah. He was so mean to us. So mean to my mom. She took it every day.